PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehon.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your Sunday program. Well, you know the name of it is Happy Station, of course, from PCJ Radio International. Very nice to have you with me for some music for the next 55 minutes, as well as some little talk about some upcoming programs that we have this summer. Yes, we have some upcoming programs this summer, and some of them you may have heard before. But let's begin with music right away. I don't want to talk too much at the beginning, and then we will get to that after this first song. Now, we are going to begin with a singer who wasn't just a singer, but he was also an actor who died way too young. He had an amazing voice, and I'm speaking of the legendary Mario Lanza. Here he is with a big hit of his from 1952, Because You're Mine.
Because you're mine, the brightest star I see looks down my love and envies me. Because you're mine, because you're mine, because you're mine, the breeze that hurries by becomes a melody. And because you're mine, because you're mine, I only know for as long as I may live, I'll only live for the kiss that you in thunder, dear, it's only my poor heart you hear, and it's applause because you're mine.
Because you're
because you're mine, because
its applause.
Mario Lanza with Because Your Mind, his big hit from 1952. Well, June is just around the corner. I don't know what it is, but since January this year, I'm finding the time going by a lot faster than normal. I mean, you know, January, February, March, April, May, June. We're already 5 months in. This year is just flying by. And every summer, we like to present some special programs here on Happy Station. And of course, this year is no different. The only difference this year is there are certain programs that people requested that we broadcast again. And we will be doing that. One of them is a series called Tales of Dutch Formosa that we first ran 3 years ago. I believe it was 3 years ago. And we're going to be replaying that during the summer. We also have some other very interesting programs from the Happy Station archives. Yes, we're going to be going into the archives and rebroadcasting some shows that have not been heard since they were originally transmitted. Now, when does all of this begin? Well, it's going to begin in a few weeks' time. So, beginning in July. Now, the reason we always do that is these are shows, of course, additions to the program that we can record well in advance, because usually in July and August, I'm doing quite a bit of traveling. I think maybe this year seems that it's going by a lot faster than normal because there is a television series that I have been, well, started working on last year, at the end of last year. And the first series of it will start to air in the fall. That's here in Taiwan and in other countries in Asia. It's a show about cars. And it's a bit of an unusual schedule. It's very different, of course, from radio. And I've done television before, but this one is quite different because we a lot of it is on location filming, which on location filming is not exactly my most favorite thing in the world because you spend half the time waiting. You shoot about 10 minutes and then you're waiting while the whole crew sets up the next shot. Now this series, because I'm also one of the executive producers, means there's a lot of work that has to go into it, and it was a little bit more than I actually thought it would be. So for the past, well, couple of months, it has literally been 7 days a week. Even when I have a day off, it doesn't feel like it, because I'm starting to prepare things for the next one. And we're not, of course, shooting the whole series of six shows in sequence. We're shooting bits and pieces from different shows, and hopefully everything will turn out to be quite normal. There is a promo for the series that we just shot, and the promo will be made available very soon, be broadcast in Taiwan very soon, and I will be uploading it on YouTube. So you'll be able to see this little promo that we actually have for the series. And when we were coming up with the idea, I said, look, we have to come up, I want to come up with something that you're watching it, but you really don't know what it will be until the end. And it isn't very long, and it is kind of silly. So once we actually have that back from post-production, because it's still being schlepped together right now, excuse me, we will make it available. I hope you enjoyed it. It was actually rather fun working on it. It's a little bit unusual as well. So anyway, yes, we have some special summer programs coming up and some other surprises as well, as well as the launch of a new website. Not directly connected with PCJ. It'll have a different URL, and it will be for different content. But I don't want to spill the beans too much on that right now, until the final design is back. It's something I've realized, and one part of organizing a website that I really don't like is the whole process of actually having to get it going. It's long and tiring, I have to say. That's why I like giving it to other people to have them do it, so it could be a headache for them. But no, it's quite fun, actually. But we will have something quite interesting to share for you before year's end. Time now for music again. We're going to take a listen to a song by ABBA, but not performed by ABBA. It's The Winner Takes It All, performed by the Munich Philharmonic Orchestra.
Thank you.
Munich Philharmonic Orchestra with ABBA's The Winner Takes It All. We had a very interesting question that came in the other day. And somebody pointed out that in a couple of years will be the 90th anniversary of Happy Station. And they were asking me, what were my plans? I mean, that actually is still some time away, I have to say. 90, yes. The 90th anniversary of Happy Station. And it got me thinking of a number of ideas. There was an idea that I had a couple of years ago that I thought about for the 85th anniversary. We didn't do it because I thought about the idea too close to the actual date itself. But the idea did sort of come back again in my head after this person, after we got this email. And I was kind of debating on whether I should mention it because it is a little bit crazy. And I thought, well, crazy is sometimes the best things that we can do. And somebody suggested maybe for the 90th anniversary, because 90 is a big thing, to do a whole 24-hour broadcast of Happy Station. A live 24-hour broadcast continuously. See what I mean? It does sound crazy. And just thinking about it, I wouldn't even know where to begin. I wouldn't even know where to begin. But that, of course, is one idea that is on the table. But what would be even more interesting to do something like a 24-hour edition of Happy Station? Instead of having it 24 hours continuous, have, during a 24-hour period, shows coming from different locations, all live. Now, I don't mean live on tape, but I mean actual live. Which, of course, is a little bit difficult to do, especially with traveling. But an idea that was talked about was we actually could possibly do that, but we have to choose countries that are relatively close together. So it would be, for example, maybe starting off in Tokyo, heading to Hong Kong, then from Hong Kong flying to Singapore, then maybe to Malaysia, because that's very close, and then from Malaysia back to Taiwan. Now, actually, that could be done all in a 24-hour period. It would be rather hectic, because it would mean, after broadcasting for an hour, rushing right away to the airport, getting on a plane to the next destination. And the only problem with that, of course, is if there is one problem along the way, one flight delay, or one missed flight, the whole thing will just completely fall apart. So that would have to be something that is extremely well planned, with a contingency in case of a flight being canceled or something. So I don't know if that is going to be an option. We're still discussing it. But anyway, if there's any ideas that you have, we'd love to find out what they are. So do contact us either through our Facebook page or through email, which we will give out at the end of the program. Time for music again. Here is one of the most successful Spanish singers of all time, Julio Iglesias, who sings in a number of languages, including Spanish. This is from a new Greatest Hits package. And it is called, well, Greatest Hits, that's it. The song, however, is called La Cartera.
Es el camino que larga espera. kilómetros pasando, pensando en ella. Qué noche, qué silencio, si ella supiera que estoy corriendo, pensando en ella. Las luces de los coches que van pasando, el ruido de camiones acelerando. No hay gente por la calle y está lloviendo. Los pueblos del camino ya están durmiendo. Yo corriendo, pensando en ella. Sigo en la carretera buscándote. Al final del camino te encontraré. Aceleré. Los bares a estas horas están cerrando. Hoteles de parejas siempre esperando. Un tren me cruza el paso, es largo y lento. Me comen la cabeza los pensamientos, pensando en ella, pensando. En la carretera buscándote. Al final del camino te encontraré. Aceleré. Pensando, imaginando, mi duda aumenta. Me salgo de una curva sin darme cuenta. La aguja marca 140. Sigo en la carretera buscándote. Al final del camino te encontraré. Aceleré. Llueve y está mojada la carretera. Y yo sintiendo celos, pensando en ella. Perdido entre la duda y la neblina. Estoy quedando solo, sin gasolina. Llueve y está mojada la carretera. Yo sintiendo celos de sus ojeras. Llueve y está. Si está con otro, si yo supiera. Llueve y está mojada la carretera. Es noche y hay silencio.
La carretera. Julio Iglesias here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. I'm finding it today a little bit difficult to get my mojo going, as you could actually put it, only because I don't know, it was just one of those weeks. It was just absolutely a bit of a horrendous week, very tiring. And with everything else that's all gets going on, I actually have quite an interesting project that I started working on, another one. I'm a big fan of motorcycles, and I recently just bought a Yamaha Dragfire from 1979. And the motorcycle actually has a lot of work to do before it can get roadworthy again. And that's going to take about 6 weeks. So I actually have a mechanic that's working on it, repainting it, re-chroming the engine, changing various parts on it. And some of the work, of course, I'm also doing myself. And the most difficult thing, of course, is deciding, believe it or not, actually, the color. Because if you decide on a color, then it's painted. Of course, you can repaint it, but then it's the hassle of having to do it all over again. So you really have to make sure. So I first thought cream white, and I thought no, because if it's dusty and dirty outside, that will show really quickly. And then I thought black. And then I scrapped that idea because, wow, it's very, very common color for motorcycles. Other colors that did come up were red, but a nice red, like a candy apple red. Green, but not a disgusting green, a nice dark green. But then finally I settled on a color called Midnight Blue. Which, by the way, at one time, more than 25 years ago, I actually had my hair that color. But that's another discussion for another show. Anyway, the color I decided to go with is actually Midnight Blue. So it actually looks black in low lighting. It actually does look black. But out in the sunlight, it actually has a blue tint. It does look blue, a dark, dark, dark blue. So they've actually started the work on that. It is interesting because today I headed back to the shop to see how the work was coming along. Now, of course, the place where I'm getting the work done, they don't do all the work there. The painting is sent to another workshop and somewhere else in Taipei, and the chroming is even sent to another city in Taiwan. But actually, it's a lot of fun. It's something that I enjoy doing. When I had motorcycles in the past, because this is actually the longest period that I haven't had a motorcycle, which is about 6 years, because I've always had them before. It's a lot of fun. I mean, somebody said, are you a petrol head? If you know what a petrol head is, a fan of cars and motorcycles, and yes, I am. Yes, I am. You know, power and speed. That's what I want, power and speed. Which, of course, sounds like a very manly thing to say, which is a segue into our next song. Actually, it's a selection of songs by Liza Minnelli. Liza with a Z, Minnelli. And it's taken from a recording that she made at the Radio City Music Hall in 1991. And, of course, she's singing a lot of, you know, the standards during the concert. But she did something called Men's Melody. Now, this is something that I remember we played on the show about 5 years ago. And since I was talking about something manly, cars and motorcycles, I thought this would be a nice time to play it again. So here she is, Liza with a Z, Minnelli. There's other things I could say right now, but I'm not going to. This would be too silly. Yeah, motorcycles, cars, being a man, Liza with a Z, Minnelli. You get my meaning. With Men's Melody. Here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International.
I've talked with all these women, and I've talked with them again. And the one thing that we've got in common always comes out.
Men.
So I've reached a conclusion there and then. We may love them.
Sure do.
We may doubt them.
Oh, yeah.
But we always sing about them.
Give me some men who are stout-hearted men who will fight for the right they adore. Start me with 10 who are stout-hearted men, and I'll soon ask for 10,000 more.
Best of men, tall, blonde, dark and lean, Johnny Angel. How I love him, and I hope that someday he'll love me. And together we will see how lovely heaven will be with Johnny.
Too young.
Enough is enough. There's enough. I can't go on. I can't go on no more now.
Enough is enough. Is enough. I want him out.
I want him out. That door now.
My man's gone now. Ain't no use of listening, for his tired footsteps climbing up the stairs. Old man's sorrows come to keep me company, whispering beside me when I say my prayer.
It's a pity you can't sing, Terry.
Just like a man, the only thing Del Monte cannot can.
Right about that.
When I was warm, he turned the heat up. He'd never compliment my latest gown. And when he left, he left the seat up. And I'm just too tired to put it down.
That ain't no way to cheat a lady. That ain't no way to cheat a woman in love. That ain't no way to cheat a baby. That ain't no way to,
that ain't no way to cheat a woman in love. You gotta give a little, take a little, your poor heart break a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. The glory of love.
You gotta cry,
laugh a little,
another groove,
cry a little,
another sunny,
and let the clouds roll by a little.
Another season.
That's the story of,
the reason,
that's the glory of
love.
So he'll never know. All my life is just despair, but I don't care. When he takes me in his arms, the world is right. All right. I fetch his slippers, fill up the pipe he smokes. I cook the kippers, laugh at his oldest joke. You get to know my Gwen married to a lowlife.
Around, just looking.
She looked at everything.
Well,
can't tell time, but he sure can drive. I asked his name, he had to think. Could I have found the missing link? He's so stupid, you know what he said? Well, I forgot what he said, cause it was so stupid. The bigger they come, the harder I fall. We love till we're done, then they're out in the hall. I like them big and stupid. I like them big and real dumb. I like them big and stupid. I like them big and
he's a fool, and don't I know it, but a fool can have his charm.
Yeah.
I'm in love, and don't I show it like a baby now?
Liza Minnelli from her Radio City Music Hall concert that she did in 1991. She performed there, of course, a number of times. This was a live recording made for Columbia Records with something called Men's Melody. Yes, Men's Melody. As that was playing, I was thinking of other ones. How about Women's Melody? Well, that might get on some people's nerves. Okay, now, before you going, oh, that's a sexist joke. Oh, come on, have a sense of humor already. Oh, really, you know. Really, sometimes. Don't go into your fake outrage already, all right? We can have another one. Let me see. Children's Melody. No, I think people would want to kill themselves if we did that one. Let me see one. Animals melody. Nah, too much cleaning up to do. There's some other ones, of course, that I'm thinking about. And I would love to say, but I know if I did, some fusspots out there might get all upset. So, do some mind reading. Do some mind reading, and then maybe you'll have a better idea. Time now for more music. Actually, this is one of my favorite jazz violinists, Stepan Grappelli, who did a lot of work with Django Reinhardt, and great violinist. I mean, he's a great violinist, of course, but also with great violinists like Yehudi Menuhin. This is one of my favorite arrangements and interpretations of this well-known song, T for Two. Thank you. Stephen Grappelli on the standard T42. Anyway, we're now running out of time. We're going to leave you today with J.J. Johansson. And this is a singer that I found about, I heard about actually through a friend of mine, Leon, who's actually Taiwanese but lived in France for a number of years and works as a designer. And heard this actually over at his place a while ago and actually rather enjoyed it. I hadn't heard of the singer before. His name is J.J. Johansson. And the song is called Believe in Us. So that's what we're going to end with today. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Parent saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
You believe in me, I believe in you. How come that you do believe in us? You believe in me, I believe in you. How come that you do believe in us? It started out quite badly. It only got worse. She said that it depended on what's mine, but I know it depended on what's hers. It could have been perfect, I guess you thought it was. You didn't understand what was wrong, but I told you it wasn't worth the cost. Oh, darling, please, you believe in me. Here and now, or maybe it'll end up in the morgue.